Welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. The Evil Dead is freaking awesome. I'm not even a fan of horror films, but this one was great. I saw the premiere at South by Southwest, and it's funny, the effects look absolutely real, and the cast, well, you actually believe that they've been friends forever. Evil Dead was directed by Fede Alvarez and produced by Bruce Campbell, and stars Jane Levy, Lou Taylor Pucci, Jessica Lucas, Elizabeth Blackmore, and our friend, the always awesome Shiloh Fernandez. We have interviews coming up with all the cast, the director, and Bruce Campbell, but first, I'm talking with Jessica Lucas. Jessica's from Canada, and she got her start there as a kid doing local theater, and from there she got an agent, and she's pretty much been working ever since. She recently appeared in the CW's new version of Melrose Place, Friends with Benefits and Psych, but now she's going to scare the pants off you in Evil Dead. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers because every little click does help. Also, do you need a website? Sure you do. Every actor needs one, and Daily Actor is here to help. We do custom websites that are affordable, and it's not going to kill your bank account. We also sell custom casting director mailing labels and have a great actors resource page. Check that out, and also be sure to take a look at our other interviews on dailyactor.com. And now, here's Jessica.
So what was it like? I mean, you're sitting in the audience and people are like have that laughing and they have the nervous laughter and you hear the screams and you're working on the film and how satisfying is that?
It's amazing. Yeah, because we're obviously nervous. We hadn't seen it. Most of the cast hadn't seen it. I think Jane had seen it, but we hadn't seen it yet. So we're already really nervous going in, and to have that kind of support from the fans felt like, okay, maybe we didn't fuck this up. Excuse my language, but maybe we didn't.
Yeah.
So,
do you like watching yourself?
Hate.
Do you?
In fact, I think I left for a good solid 20 minutes.
Really?
In the middle of the movie, I just was like, I can't have it. And the whole beginning, I just was like, oh god, make it stop. I'm the absolute worst.
Yeah.
Watching myself. Yeah.
So you don't like go back and like look at your playback and say, oh,
no. And actually, on this movie, Freddie didn't really let us watch the playback. He didn't want us to get in our heads and be so conscious. It wasn't that kind of a movie, so mm-hmm. He just didn't let us,
yeah.
Which is fine by me, because I don't like it anyway.
So you guys said that you had some sort of a zombie coach.
We did.
Yeah.
So we had a woman come in, a woman and a guy come in and teach us, it was called movement classes, but it was to teach us how to be a zombie, so we would meet like once a week. Jane, Lou, Liz, and I would meet once a week with this woman, and we'd just like really stretch out our bodies and then just talk about different things. They wanted us to all have a similar feel when we were zombies, but also have like our own way of moving too. So it was crazy. I mean, there's tape, there's footage of us doing some crazy stuff that's out there somewhere that I hope does not end up on the TV, because that would be terrible. But it was great, because I think we were all very anxious about being zombies, because how do you be a zombie?
Yeah.
It was nice to have that kind of help and support in that.
Did you guys have any other rehearsal?
Yeah, we did. I think we did about... I got there later than everybody else because I was filming something else. So I left Vancouver and went straight... Finished filming, left Vancouver, went straight to New Zealand. And they had already been together, I think, for like 4 or 5 days. And then I think I had like a week and a half of rehearsal where we all just hung out. And it was more important for us to just hang out together, bond, talk about the scenes. We mapped out most of them. We rehearsed them. We went and bonded. We did like a cast trip to... Mandel, and we just became really close, and I think that comes along.
I totally think so. It's like,
good.
A lot of times, especially like horror movies, it's like they're supposed to be best friends and everything. You can completely tell.
They just met.
Yeah. And everyone felt like they were been friends for a while.
Yeah, it felt like, I think filming it out of town helps. You know, we're all in New Zealand, so we didn't have other people around. We only had each other. And we were all like really excited and nervous, so we really leaned on each other for support, and everyone was so supportive of each other. Like, I've never felt so supported by a cast before. I mean, we were just all there for each other, and it made the experience really memorable.
Some makeup.
Mm-hmm.
by the time like you're at the end of the shoot, were you just like, oh my god, I can't wait for this to stop?
Yes, yeah. And all I could think, to be honest, was, because I did it for about a week, from the time I got vomited on to the end of the bathroom scene was about a week and a half of just being covered, because from that point on the film, I'm covered in vomit every day, or in makeup, crazy makeup, and I was so uncomfortable, I was so ready for it to be over. It's the most uncomfortable, awful thing, and all I could think was, Jane has to do this for 3 months, and I a week, and I was just ready to scream. And I'm usually like really even keeled on set, and it takes a lot for me to lose it. But there were a couple days in there where I was like, okay, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
Getting out of it takes forever. It's like an hour.
Oh, they can't just like kind
of. There's it's a whole process of taking the prosthetic off, and then you have to shower. It like. Shower forever, and then you're like finding blood in your ears like days later. Like, what? It was awful.
Yeah. What's like your nightmare audition? What's the worst audition?
I think I auditioned for Owen Wilson for that movie. I can't remember what it was called. It was a comedy. And I had to like dance in the audition. And they, and it wasn't even an important thing in the script, so I thought maybe they're not going to actually get me to do it. Like, it's not an important part of the scene, so maybe I'll do a little bit, but nothing crazy. And I walk in there, and they had a laptop with music, and they played it, and they wanted to just like really get into it. So then I did it, and I did the scene, and then I did the other scene, and they were like, okay, let's go back to the first scene. You didn't dance enough. I was like, oh my god, when is this going to be over? I made a complete fool out of myself in front of them. So that was
crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Auditioning in general is just really
tough, it is, yeah.
I think. It's a completely different thing than acting on set. It's a completely different art, and you're either like really good at it or you're not. And it can be unfortunate because it's what gets you the job.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think you're good at it now? Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I book stuff, I guess, but I still find it difficult. I like the tangible things. Like, I like the set and the props and the other actors, and that's all how I get into it. So having none of that is really difficult for me.
How much effort do you put in? Like, when you get the size, do you like
tons.
Stop everything?
Yes, I'm one of those people that kind of obsesses over it. And I, as soon as I know I have an audition, I'm pretty nervous. I still to this day, 12 years of doing this, and I still get very nervous for auditions. And I prepare like crazy. I mean, I never ever use my sides in auditions, unless I like completely blank or something goes wrong. But like, I like to know my stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like when I audition, I'm so nervous that I forget every. I know that like the signs, right? But as soon as I walk in, like gone, poof.
Yeah, it can be difficult. So you just have to stay really focused. And of course, there's those times when you're gonna blank. Mm-hmm. But you just, as long as you kind of make it fun and make a joke out of it and laugh it off, I think then the room doesn't turn on.
How did you get your start? Did you like when you were a kid? Did you always know that you wanted to do this?
I guess I did. I started when I was 7. I did a lot of local theater. I'm from Vancouver, so I did a lot of local theater, and I just loved being on stage. And out of all the activities that I was a part of, which was a lot, it just felt right to me. And so I just always stuck with it. I was in a great children's theatrics program for years, and got an agent when I was 13, and I worked while I was in high school, and I've just always done it. I don't know anything else.
Yeah. What's your advice now?
I mean, just stick with it. I think, you know, this industry can get you down really easily if you let it. And it's a roller coaster ride. And I think as long as you understand that there's going to be peaks and valleys, then you just ride the storm and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that is. Oh yeah. Oh, sorry. I want to go back to shooting in New Zealand. Have you ever been there?
No, it was my first time, and it was so amazing. It's so beautiful, and the people are incredible. I mean, the crew was one of the best crews I've ever worked with. They were so well taken care of. I feel like I lucked out that I filmed there.
Well, you mentioned earlier like shooting out of town. It's like it's got to be the hardest thing because it's all you.
It really helps. It really, really helps. I mean, we really did just spend a lot of time together. I mean, a lot of things are cool. I'm actually kind of, it's hitting me now that this is going to be over soon. It's kind of sad. Yeah.
Thanks, Jessica, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Follow me on Twitter at Daily Actor and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Actor. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.